Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August the 5th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 3¾ cents at 610, September wheat down 6¾ cents at 775¾, and November beans down 9 cents at 1408¾. The meal was down over $15 a ton, while the bean oil was up 255 ticks here today. Crude oil finished up 47 cents. That was $1.76 off the highs, but $2 off the lows. So he went down and made new lows for the slug of the move, then bounced almost $4, but then backed off again late. The dollar finished strong, up about 91 ticks here. The unemployment numbers this morning were a lot better than what they expected. I think it was 523,000. New jobs, so they've got to cool off the economy some more. That put the bonds down 2.5 basis points. Stock market came back from its lows. It rallied as much as 300 points off of its lows. Right now, though, it's down 26 bucks, but it's been kind of all over the board out here. Corn higher on dry weather in Europe. Some dry weather here. Brazilian corn has been moving out at pretty good rates out there. Big demand for Brazilian corn. Some of that might shift over to the U.S. Wheat a little bit lower as the ships are getting out of Ukraine. Three more ships filled with corn left Ukraine. So far, there have been no incidents with that. But we do know that Russia is selling stolen wheat out through the Crimea. So there is grain moving around the world. The beans lower. Meal down sharply, oil up sharply. It was kind of a mixed bag. It could have gone either way by the close. We were only down about 4 or 5 cents late and broke 4 or 5 cents going into the close. But I think that's a function that the exports that the Chinese were apparently buying weren't maybe as stellar as they thought. We rallied 50 cents yesterday primarily on this Chinese buying. They bought 265,000 metric tons total out here. But it looks like they also bought a fair amount of Brazilian beans. So I don't think the U.S. even got half the business. So that may have been a little bit disappointing to the bulls. And, you know, yesterday, like I said earlier, I thought it was overdone out here. So today was a relatively quiet day. Funds really not getting too involved. I think it's a matter of you want a big position going into the weekend, knowing that if China does something stupid in Taiwan, that these grain prices will be sharply lower. But if the Russians bomb any ships in the Black Sea, grain prices will most likely move higher. So, you know, who wants it over the weekend to take that risk? So the trade was really kind of mute here today. Corn trading on both sides of settlement, wheat trading on both sides of settlement. The beans never quite got to trading higher on the day, but it really wasn't all that weak either. So really kind of a mixed session here with the outside markets mixed as well. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.